On a morning show from WRCO Radio, we're pleased to talk about the farmer's market. That means that it must be spring officially. Ricky Grunberg joins us today. Ricky, are you excited about the new year?
Yes, I am. Very exciting. We'll be starting May 8th. That's Wednesday in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
That's a sure sign that spring has arrived or is arriving, isn't
it? Yes, definitely.
And we've had some rain this week, so I think all the growers have to be happy, don't they?
Yes, yes. Potatoes, I know, are going in already. There's lots of people who have greenhouses. There's already a lot of stuff that can be had the first week, so that's exciting.
Yeah, was it a successful year last year for the farmers market?
Very successful. It was. We had a new location, which we'll have again this year, at the historic train depot downtown Richland Center. It was very successful. We had more customers than ever and more vendors than we have in a long time.
Very good. So you had some special things, I think, too. You had some music there some days, didn't you?
Yes, we had music several times. We'll be doing that again, which is exciting. We had a couple of new programs and a lot of the old ones.
And this time of year, you'll have probably hanging baskets and flowers and like that.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so right now I'd say hanging baskets, yes, bedding plants. This year we'll probably have greens, radishes, that kind of thing, potatoes still from the end of the year, maple syrup, honey, eggs, baked goods, all that should be available right away.
There's been great response to farmers markets around the area. I think people more and more kind of want to know where their food comes from, right?
Exactly. And that's one of our biggest things we take great pride in our market is everything that you buy comes from the farmer you see standing there or the person you see standing there. So they harvest, they produce, and grow this food. And then you're getting it to bring home. It's pretty exciting. That's a big part of it. Our market is a food-only market. It's food-only food products and fresh cut flowers.
Okay.
As well as plants and stuff. But it's that's the primary. That's what it's for right now is food.
And did you get good response from the new location last year where it was located?
I think so. You know, there'll always be people who want something different, always. But for the most part, yes, it was very positive. There's parking around there. A lot of people think there isn't, but there's plenty of parking around there. There's handicap parking as well. And we have a sidewalk now, which we never had before, where people can walk on as they go to each vendor, which is really nice.
If someone can't walk a long ways, you have special parking as well, don't you?
Yes, we have special parking. And what some people do who are not able to go far at all or even walk just a few feet is I will go to their cars and get their order and go and shop for them and bring it back to them. And we will take care of anyone who comes to the market who wants to get something.
Oh, that's a great service. So they can just come in with their order or their wish list and you can go out and shop?
Yeah, I mean, there are people who just, they can drive there, but they can't get out, whether it's with a walker or a cane. It's impossible for them. So we're not going to say, okay, oh, well. So we say, okay, what would you like? And they'll know exactly what they want.
Are you bringing back the program with the kids this year? I know you did that last year.
Oh, yes. We have a food token program for ages 4 to 17, one of the most successful programs we have. And each kid, every time they come, with a guardian, of course, parents, gets two $1 tokens. And they can spend it on fresh fruits, vegetables, and fresh herbs. And it's really fun. The vendors love it. We all enjoy watching the kids because you see them figuring out what they want to spend and negotiating with each other. It's very cute. And they can keep, you can spend the money immediately or you could wait till the end of the season and bring a whole bag of tokens. So that's been fine.
It's a great learning experience because not only are they learning about the farmer's market and you kind of instill that, but also I'm guessing they're more likely to eat it if they purchase it, right?
Yes, definitely. And they know, they're pretty smart. They know what's in season. When raspberries are in season, the kids will come and zoom right to the raspberries or blueberries or that kind of thing. It's a big seller. And then when pumpkins are in season, this is toward the end of the market in October, sometimes the kids will have literally a bag of tokens and be able to buy several pumpkins. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. What's your favorite part or the favorite season of the farmer's market?
Well, you know, the season, probably in July and August, it's the most packed as far as vendors. Food is just so much food there. And such variety, and we have corn and every kind of vegetable you can possibly imagine. So many tomatoes. I mean, it's really rich, and that's a wonderful time. But really, every month is very exciting because there's so many different things that you can get there.
They all have their highlights, I think, every week.
Yeah, I think so.
Week,
some people, some customers come and they know just who they want to go to. They just want that cupcake they saw last week. Or, you know, that those are big sellers, that kind of thing, or nice breads, those kind of things. And then some people come and they have a whole piles of vegetables they'll get. So everyone comes there for a different reason. So it's pretty popular. And we, as you probably know, we accept senior vouchers and we accept EBT SNAP. And they're for different things. A voucher buys vegetables and fruits. SNAP EBT buys practically every food, not the flowers, but it'll buy pretty much every food that's there, all the food. And then we have drawings, which you can get a, put your name in a thing for a drawing, and when your name is pulled out, that coupon is for anything at the market. So it doesn't have to be just fresh fruits and vegetables.
How do people pay traditionally there? Do they pay each vendor?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, they pay each vendor. Unless you have EBT or SNAP, then you come to the, when I'm there all the time, but I'm at the, when you first walk into the market, I'm right at the kind of landing of the depot. And that's where, if you are an EBT SNAP participant, you come there with your card, and I will make that necessary phone call and give the customer the money coupons that they need to spend. But then they will go to individual vendors and spend. Senior vouchers, they take the vouchers in hand and will go to individual vendors and spend it. And the tokens, they come to me, I give them the tokens, and then they'll go spend them at the individual vendors. So there's not one. Some markets, not too often, but they'll have one spot where everybody brings the money there and buys it. But we don't. Most markets have individual vendors. You spend your money.
Are you always looking for more vendors?
Always, sure. We're always looking for produce vendors, especially. Not because we don't have enough, but just because for variety. As I always say with people looking to be a vendor, is I don't see it as competition. I mean, we can have 10 vendors, and they all will have tomatoes at some point. And that's okay, because everyone is different. Everyone's cabbage or whatever is different. It really is. And so it's never a problem, as far as I can tell. And when vendors, we talk to each other. So we're always looking for produce vendors. And bread is a big seller always. And again, we can have 3-4 bread vendors completely different. And some people know that's the kind I want. That's the kind I want. So that works out well. So right now, I'd say it's very open. If somebody wants to be a vendor, we have a website which they can contact or go to and download an application and a brochure. Or they can call the market number, and I can give you all that information.
Is it a one-time fee then to be there?
Oh, yes. You can do several ways. One is just if you want to come once. Some people might just have raspberries one day, literally, and they'll come and spend a fee for just one day, 1 week, or 2 weeks. But most people do a full season fee, and then some people do a half season. So it's individual in that sense. But yes, it's one fee once you pay and you apply. And we have references we check, and once all that gets through, then all should be well.
Last season was a little bit dry last summer. Did that have any factor on the farmers market?
Well, you know, what I've learned since then, I'm trying to remember that. You're right, it was. And some things didn't grow as well. And already people are saying that it might be less products just in the beginning, like the maple syrups, or it might take longer for certain things to be put in the ground because it's been so dry or so hot or that kind of thing. It varies, though. A lot of times I've heard from vendors that they'll get excited and put the plants in the ground a little bit too quickly.
Oh.
You know, and okay. Then it's a problem. But I don't really remember last year as far as if it was too dry. I do remember there being some effect, and we obviously had some very hot days.
There are people that probably have their favorite vendors too, because I don't know if it's their imagination or not, but maybe somebody's tomatoes taste better than somebody else's, you know, depending on how they were grown. That probably happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, it absolutely happens. We have some people who make a beeline for a certain vendor and sometimes they leave after that. And we encourage them always to go down the whole row of vendors because it's amazing what other people have. Each one has such a variety. Again, even if it's the same fruit or vegetable, it's such a variety. So, but yeah, there are certain people who only will go to one bread vendor and will say, you know, there's two other people who are selling bread here. And again, it's not a competition, so check it out. So it's interesting that way.
Do vendors typically sell out of their products? Or?
I would say there's a couple of vendors who typically sell out, but partly it's what they're selling and how much they bring. So that's a big part of it, too.
Talk about your hours this year. They've expanded
a little bit, haven't they?
From what they've been in the past, Ricky.
Yes, we heard our customers, not everyone, but we heard from a lot of people, what about expanding the times? So it's funny, we are usually busy during the morning the most. Well, not the morning, I'm sorry, we don't even start till 1:30. But we're busy when it starts right away. We have a lot of people coming in then. And then funny enough, at around 5, because we close at 5:30 last year, for the last several years. And so people make a big beeline for the market around 5, 5:15. But now that we're open, we'll be open until 6. So it's just a half hour, but it's a half hour more than it was. And it enables those people who work until, let's say, 5 or even 5:30 in Richland Center to be able to come to the market, which is what we heard from people who are working downtown. I don't get off until 5:30 and then you're done. So I will say not every vendor necessarily will be there because they have their lives as well, but as many vendors as can will be there until 6.
I think that's a real plus because I've heard that from people. It's like, oh, I missed it, you know, and now maybe they've got an extra opportunity.
I hope so. I really hope that helps.
Another half hour in there isn't going to hurt. So.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And we start at 1:30, as always, promptly. We don't sell early. And that has worked out really well, too.
You'll be, I know, letting us know when you have special things. But you had music there last year, a time or two.
Yes, we did. And hopefully we'll have music again. We will have the Boomerang Bags will be back. Last year we had a program, I don't know if you remember, we had a program where we made our own bags made out of cloth, double-tiered, I'm not saying that right, I'm not a sewer, but they're very thick bags with our Richland Area Farmers Market logo on it, and we would basically complimentary bags, and then if you brought your bag back, you'd get a coupon for spending. And it was very, very popular. And so this year we're doing it again, but this time it's not going to be complimentary. We're going to have a small fee, like on a sliding scale. We had donations last year, which were very, very generous by people. So this year we'll probably have a small fee for the bags. They're beautiful cloth, beautiful colors, very handy because they're sturdy, very sturdy for farmers market shopping.
Yeah.
So we're excited to bring that back.
You'll be styling when you go shopping.
Absolutely
with those bags.
Absolutely styling. That's very true.
And fill them up.
That's true.
So you open on May 8th. And a lot of your vendors, do they go elsewhere on the weekends or do many of them just appear this one time at the Richland Farmers Market?
You mean to other farmers markets?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, because there are many farmers markets in the, at least, South Central area, in this area. I mean, there's... The Viroqua has a market. Of course, Madison has the Dane County market, which is not that close. But
mm-hmm. Spring Green does, I believe.
Spring Green, Boscobel, Platteville. There's markets all around that people can go to, and that's great. And as a market manager, we all market managers meet monthly of all these different markets, and we all meet online virtually and talk about what it's like to work with the markets, and it's really nice and helpful.
So there's not competition then, it doesn't sound like, between the markets?
No, I've never felt that. Not competition. It's just making it work, and especially, as you know, because Richland Center is considered a food insecure, food desert, however, you know, I've seen that listed a lot for this area, so we're so proud to be a food-only market right now, and to have EBT SNAP, and to have senior vouchers, and the tokens. You know, we're really trying to get the local, fresh food out mm-hmm. to as many people as we can.
That's our downtown grocery, isn't it?
Yeah. People get very excited that we have this because it is so fresh and very unique vegetables, too, I've noticed, and fruits, and very fun and beautiful flowers. I mean, you just can't beat it. So it's really exciting to be part of this.
No doubt. I know there was a mini market over the winter at the community center. Were some of the vendors involved in that, too, Ricky?
Yes. Yes, and it's still going on. It's got two more weeks, not just one, two more weeks is what I hear. It was going to stop next Wednesday, but it's going to be literally go right up to the summer market. That is from 12 to 4 at the community center. That is one of our vendors kind of took it on her own and started a market there, and there's probably three or four of our vendors that are over there. And it's a whole different kind of market. They have crafts. They have different kinds of foods, different rules, that kind of thing. It's very nice. And people come in there, and they have quite a good number of people coming. It's been, I think, a real success. Last year they had it too, but it was every other week. This year it's been every week.
Good.
That's nice.
Good to hear that's gone well. They don't have to worry about weather so much.
I know. No, they don't have to worry about weather. But we're in a place now where we do the real advantage of this location at the depot is we have a large building with bathrooms, fresh water, water fountains, a little kitchen, a table. I mean, last year's, that one day of 100-degree heat really was a lifesaver because we still had the market, and I'm glad we did because many people came, but people would go in there just to get a break, vendors and customers, so that was really nice.
Many of your vendors have tents, so I'm guessing weather isn't as big a factor. It's just for the patrons then.
Yes. And vendors all have tents. Some don't. Some choose to bring a card table and sit there, but it is more comfortable to have a tent. And I know we'll have some new vendors this year, so that's exciting too.
Yeah. Opening day, May 8th. It's kind of like the baseball season, you know?
That's right. Or should I say the women's basketball season?
The women's basketball season, right.
Yes. So May 8th, Wednesday, 1:30 to 6 o'clock, we'll be starting.
Expanded hours this year.
Expanded hours. And it's always a little brief in the beginning as far as how many vendors, how much stuff is there. But absolutely, I know we'll have vendors the first day, and it'll be very interesting to see what's there. And it's parking as you just go right into the depot and park right there or all around the area.
Great.
Yeah.
We hope a lot of people will take it in. Ricky, thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, thank you. You're welcome. I really appreciate it.
Ricky Grunenberg, who is the manager of the Richland Area Farmers Market, opening up May 8th. Mark that on the calendar.